You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Fewer than 3 weeks left until training camp 2017. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on this week's edition of Mason's Mailbag. And looking ahead to training camp, we're going to look back at off-season work back in May and June. Question from Van Johns, who asked, is it too early to ask who has stood out to you the most during camp and in this off-season? Well, not too early to ask who stood out during the off-season at this point, so I'll start with some players on the defensive side. Brandon Marshall and Derek Wolfe. Starters, of course, they're proven players, but outstanding players. Had very good off-season work. Derek Wolfe all over the place, batting down passes often in the backfield. Brandon Marshall really emerging as a leader on the defensive side, making all the calls. The big question is, can he stay healthy this year? Injuries last year. But then, of course, Shane Ray on the outside, working next to Brandon Marshall at times, looking very effective as a pass rusher. Secondary did very well in OTAs. Receivers also showing a lot of depth. That's on the offense. I look at the wide receivers as a position that looks very good, very talented. There are going to be some tough decisions there. Running back, also a position where there are going to be some tough decisions, but at wide receiver, just looking at the calculus there, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, rookies like Carlos Henderson and Isaiah McKenzie, they're going to be in the mix. So then you get to Jordan Taylor, Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, Marlon Brown, Khalif Raymond, all guys that were on the 53-man roster last year, all veterans. You know, some of those guys aren't going to make it. That's just simply the equation of it. Unless you have a wave of injuries, you're going to have some experienced players who do not stick on the 53-man roster. You're going to have a surplus. So that's just the nature of that position. You're seeing good play from all of them. Khalif Raymond, of course, not a part of OTAs because he had an injury. He's expected back. In fact, I was just looking out at the practice field this week, saw Khalif Raymond running around the field, you know, keeping him in shape, getting ready for training camp. Good to see him doing that. So the competition is going to be there. But yeah, those are some of the positions that have looked very good so far. Some of the players that have looked very good so far. Expect to see more in training camp. Next question. We've touched on the Ring of Fame a few times in the last few weeks. We're back there again. This question from at Travis Schiffer. Why isn't Lyle Alzado in the Ring of Fame? We wouldn't have gone to our first Super Bowl without him. Well, Lyle Alzado did have some very good seasons with the Broncos, was very effective when he played with the Broncos. Why he isn't in the Ring of Fame? Well, as good as he was, looking at some of the other players that were on the defense at the same time, kind of comes in a notch below the Randy Gradishars, Louis Wright, even a Paul Smith who was there when Lyle Alzado first came to Denver and lingered through the Orange Crush years, although he was kind of a rotational guy toward the end. You know, Paul Smith was a bigger player in the early 70s. He's in the Ring of Fame. And certainly the contentious nature of Lyle Alzado's departure, you know, there were some issues there. And of course, he eventually went to Cleveland and on the Raiders, you know, not the smoothest of departures for Lyle Alzado. And I think that sort of works against him when you're talking about the Ring of Fame. Very good player, you know, had some outstanding moments with the Broncos and very active in the community back in the day. Won one of the NFL's Man of the Year awards, in fact, with the Broncos. Probably in that next tier of guys who's close to the Ring of Fame, but not quite in. You know, guys you talk about like a Steve Foley, maybe a Riley Odoms, another player from that era. Steve Watson from the 1980s, a very good wide receiver who isn't quite in the Ring of Fame. Guys who are outstanding Broncos legends, but maybe are just a notch below those that you're talking about being in the Ring of Fame. Thanks for the questions. And if you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter, @MaceDenver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.